Before Purim, we started the sugya on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about, let's say a person has two tefillas. He has the tefillah of Mincha, the tefillah of Musaf. What does he do? Which one comes first? So we had a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yehuda says that he daven Musaf first. Daven Musaf because it's a mitzvah veres. Once the zman of Mincha comes, right? So Musaf, Mincha only comes at 6.5 hours into the day. Musaf is about to leave, Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso, that he leaves at Sheva Shalos, the end of Sheva Shalos. So he says daven Musaf first. But the Tanna Kamma argues, and the Gemara says, we pass him like the Tanna Kamma. That's the sheet that we're going to focus on. Tanna Kamma argues and says, what? The tefillas mincha is a tadir, the tefillas musaf is a tefillas she'ena tadira. So therefore the tadir comes first. We talked a lot on Tainus Esther about Shitas Rashi, that Rashi seems to introduce another tam. We mentioned the Nachlas David, the Beis Ephraim, trying to explain Rashi. Rashi perhaps didn't reject the svar of tadir v'she'ena tadir tadir kodim. Maybe he's just trying to explain when it applies. This was Shitas Rashi. This Shitas Rashi, but leaving Shitas Rashi out, the basic Gemara is that if you have Mincha and Musaf, you have Mincha and Musaf in front of you, so daven Mincha because Mincha is the Tfilah Tadira, and Musaf is the Tfilah She'ena Tadira, Tadir She'ena Tadir, Tadir Kodim. So come the Rishonim and say, this has Nafkemina Lemaisa. Nafkemina Lemaisa when it comes to Yom Kippur. Let's see Tosfos. We'll start with Tosfos, then we'll see some other Rishonim. There are at least four Shitas over here. And the Rishonim as to what to do Yom Kippur. The Tosfos writes like this: Halacha mispalel shel mincha v'yakach mispalel shel musaf. Mikan yesh lizar b'yom ha-kippurim mispalel tefillah shachris kodim she'esho sumechza. Dainu kodim she'egiya shas ha-mincha. So Tosfos, be careful when it comes Yom Kippur, be careful to finish tefillah shachris before the zman ha-mincha is going to start. Because you're going to want to daven musaf after shachris. So normally it's not an issue on Shabbos. We're not davening so late. I mean, when does davening begin? What? 6:30? No. 8:30. 9 o'clock. Maybe. 9:30? Right? I mean, okay, 9:30. But like, when's it going to be over? Mincha time? Well, it's going to be over at 12:30? What? I mean, now it's even later, right? But the 12:30, Shabbos is not going to be over until 12:30. Lo matzim, right? So it's not a problem with Shabbos. Yom Kippur, though, is different. There are so many piyutim. You're not going to get finished if you start shachris too late. You're not going to get finished with shachris until the zman of mincha. And then gevalt, and you have a problem. We want to daven musaf, but we'll have to daven mincha first. The bal tefillah for musaf has been, you know, practicing. He's been clearing his throat and making sure he's we'll say, sorry, we got to go to the bullpen. Let's get the bal tefillah for mincha up first. It's crazy. That's what you'll have to do. You got to follow the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you want to daven mincha or musaf, daven mincha first. So what's going to be Yom Kippur? So it says Tosfos, be careful. The first day in Tosfos, be careful. You got to finish shachris early enough that the zman of mincha is not going to be chal. Because if the zman of mincha were to be chal, if you finish shachris after 6.5 hours into the day, you got to daven mincha before musaf. Ad kan divrei. So the first day in Tosfos holds. Yom Kippur is no different, right? It's a regular, that's what our Gemara is talking about. If the Zman of Mincha has come, then you gotta daven, Mincha first, you can't daven Musaf. Now, Re-Omer, but the Re says no, Yom Kippur might be different. The Eino Tzorech, the Hadakam, she spelled Tfilas HaMincha Kodem, Heineke Sheesh Lo Laso Tzorechav, Shlo Yuchal Lispalel Tfilas HaMincha Bezmana, but Tzorech Lispalel Shnei Miyad. The Re says the only time that the Tanna Kamma says that you should daven mincha first, that's where you're not going to be able to daven mincha later. There are things to do, right? Things to take care of. So you're not going to be able to daven mincha later. Kigon, like what? Shailo lelech lesu the gedola k'mal l'nisun. You have a chasana to go to. U'misyore shem yimshach besudoso. O she yishtaker. Her fate, you'll be nimshach besudoso. You won't be able to daven. Or maybe Yishtaker, what, in this chasani? Yishtaker? Okay. Maybe in those times. Oshe Yishtaker, I mean, no one gets drunk in a chasani now, right? Oshe Yishtaker, let's not talk about that now. Oshe Yishtaker. Avlam Hayalo Shos Lispal Achat Filas Musaf, Filas Amincha Bismana, Elohakman Filas Amincha, Eliasval Kased, and Musaf Yach Mincha.
What does the Ri say?
The Ri says Yom Kippur is not our case. That's not the case in our Gemara. The case in our Gemara is where you have to daven mincha now. You're not going to daven mincha later. You can't daven mincha later. So you got to finish everything now. You're going to a chasen. You're not going to have time to daven mincha later. I know we daven at the chasen's tish, but we're talking about a situation where he's not going to be able to. He's going to already have drunk some wine. That's all he's talking about anyway, right? Even if it's yishtake, but of course he's talking only about wine. Right, so he already is going to have drunk wine. He's going to be involved in something that it's just not going to be shaykh to daven later. So he has to daven now. So if he's davening now, then he has two tefillas in front of him. He has a tefillas mincha and a tefillas musaf. So in such a case, the Tanakama holds, and we paskin, tod v'sheno tod kodem, that the tefillas mincha comes first. Yom Kippur has nothing to do with that. He's going to daven mincha later. He's not interested in davening now, says the Ri. So if he's not interested in davening mincha now, then the din of Tadav Shana Tadav Kodim doesn't apply. The first daya would have us believe that on Yom Kippur, if you finish Shachas after the Zman of Mincha has already begun, right? You wait to Daven Musaf and the Zman of Mincha has begun, you have Daven Mincha first. Comes the Ri and says, no, Yom Kippur is totally different than our Gemara, because he's not interested in Davening Mincha now. He's going to Daven later. So if he's going to Daven later, then there's no need to be marked in the mincha now, despite the fact that the Zman of Mincha has already been chal. Despite the fact that the Zman of Mincha has already taken effect, there's no need to be marked in the mincha now. These are the two days in Tosfos. This second day of the Ri, we see echoed similar sentiment in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, and if you test him in Aleph and Daf Yarif, he says, "V'yesh lishol b'yom Kippurim shalom mispalim musaf achavav shalos amechta lama anu makdim et tefilas musaf kana tefilas hamincha." It's kasha, right? The kevet sheigias man hamincha hayolano lahaktim tefilas mincha. That's his kasha. His kasha is like the assumption of the first day in Tosis. The first day in Tosis says that in a chanami you have to be makdim tefilas mincha, but we don't do that, right? The first day it says don't end so late. But the kasha Rabbi Yonah is asking us, but we do end late, yet we're not marked in the mincha. So how do we do? So he quotes the Rabban Tzarfas. We'll get to that in a moment. But what's the shita Rabbi Yonah likes? So he says a different shita. He says, "Masha yakasha lanu b'minig." This is like halfway through. "Masha yakasha lanu b'minig shenogim ha'olam l'espal v'yom ha'kipur musav t'chila v'yafa pi she'igia zman ha'mincha." Oma harav mori neru Rabbi Yonah. Right, the Talmidim call it Rabbeinu Yonah, the Lokasha Midi. The Ma'ida Aminan Hacha Hayu Lefon of Beis Tfilas Mispal Shal Mincha V'Yakash Mispal Shal Musaf. Ain't Ritzon Olam Shehigia Zman Shtei Tfilas. Ain't Ritzon Olam Shehigia Zman Shtei Tfilas. It's not a function of whether Higia Hazman. That's not the key. Higia Hazman is not the key. So what is the key? It's a function of Ratzin. It's not a function of Hagas Hazman. It's a function of Ratzin. Do you want to daven both tefillos now? Do you want to daven both tefillos now? Then, Tod V'Sheino Tod Tod Kodem. V'Kevin Sherotza L'Spal Musav V'Mincha Miyad Yesh Lo L'Haktim HaMincha Avlam Eina Rotza Achshav L'Spal HaMincha Lo Musav L'Vav V'Kavanoso L'Spal HaMincha Ach HaSho Shtei Sho Yoch L'Spal Shem Musav Tchila. Just because the Zman has come doesn't mean anything. It's a function of whether you want to daven the two tefillas now. You want to daven the two tefillas now, so then you have to discuss it in Kedima. Then there's a conflict. But if you don't want to daven the two tefillas now, there is no conflict. So then you don't have to talk about it in Kedima. Just daven the tefillah that you want to daven. Ubiyoma Kippurim, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Kevchenka v'naseinu l'spal shtei ha'tefillah zu eitzel zu. We're not interested not to daven mincha of Yom Kippur now. We want to daven mincha later. Ela kavanaseinu lispal al mincha achakach. How do we know that we don't want to daven mincha now? So the chidush anshei shem in the aleph, he says, ulai omer ze lefisha omer piyutim udvarim she'enam chovas hayom bein musaf lemincha. We daven the quiet shmona esrei, and then in the chazaras hashatz we say piyutim, lots of piyutim. Right? Melech Elyon and Nisana Tokev, What else? So many piyutim. So many piyutim. The avoda. There's so many piyutim that we add to the musaf. What are we adding piyutim for? Don't we want to daven mincha? The answer is no. We want to focus on musaf. Not interested in davening mincha. That's his raya. The fact that we're marach in piyutim. Kilulei zeka v'naseinu ha'isul isbal miyad acha musaf tilas mincha. If not for the piyutim, we would have davened mincha immediately afterwards, but no. So his raya, the raya of the Chiddush Anshei Hashem, that we want to daven musaf and not mincha, is that we're marach so much in piyutim. There are others that point out there's an even simpler raya. I mean, bizman hazeh, I guess they didn't have that in those times. We take a break between musaf and mincha, right? I think even in yeshiva there's a little bit of a break, no? A little, half an hour maybe. I know there are some yeshivas and mamash don't take a break. They finish right. They finish the kaddish after musaf and then ashrei. Oh, actually, there's no ashrei. They just take out the siftam. Mamash. Oh, wow. Yeah. Our yeshiva doesn't do that, right? We take a little break. We don't take a yawn, but we take a little break between musaf and mincha. Yeah. Okay. Is that a cheftzigah? Okay. Right. Yeah. So some say the fact that we take a break, it's clear we don't want to daven mincha now. We're davening musaf. We're finishing musaf. We're focusing on musaf. So Zakhtari, if we're focusing on musaf, then there's no din todav shenu todav. There are two tefillahs. There's one tefillah. So that's it. Okay? 2 days so far. So far 2 days. I saw a hand. Comes Rabbeinu Yonah earlier, and he quotes the Rabbanei Tzarfas, a third sheet. What are the Rabbanei Tzarfas saying? The Tirtzu Rabbanei Tzarfas Zal, the Hocha b'Mincha Ketana Shimitesho Sumechtzu L'mal Askin. V'chagavna Amr, the Kevin Shegi Azman Mincha Ketana Mispala Mincha Tchila V'yachagach Mispala Musaf. Al Bizman Mincha Gedola, Kevin Sheora Yom Godo Mispala Musaf V'yachagach Mincha. Rabbanei Tzarfas say, you know what we're talking about over here? It sounds like what they're saying is Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama are arguing about a case of Mincha Ketan. You waited to daven Musaf and Mincha until Mincha Ketan. That's what they're talking about. So in such a case, the Tanakama says, Mispala Mincha Tchila. Mispala Mincha Tchila then. But if we're talking at the time of Mincha Gedola, Mincha Gedola, you have Mincha and Musaf in front of you, so then, l'kulei alma you can daven musaf first. Tanakhama never talked about such a case. Who be yom kippurim mishumoche inanu choshen l'spal mincha kodem musaf. M'nei shadayin eno zman mincha ketana. I mean, yom kippur they're gonna delay in shachris. What, they're gonna daven shachris in the afternoon? No one's davening shachris in the afternoon. We're not davening shachris so late that it's a time of mincha ketana. You can't daven shachris then. What, there'll be marben piyutim? It just doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. So the whole thing is not shaykh. The whole discussion is not shaykh because the machlokes tanoim is talking only about where you delayed mincha until mincha ketana. You delayed musaf until mincha ketana. So you have a tefilas mincha, mincha ketana, and musaf there for such a mincha that's around mincha ketana. There, the Tanakhama says you daven mincha before musaf. Wow. V'samchu lefarish kain al hayirushalmi. They have some kind of Yerushalmi for this. Bein Zenira, Zokta tell me the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's the Chapella. This couldn't be the Prat in the Machlokes Tanoim. It's not Shayach. Dal Korchan is not the member of the Mincha Gedola Askina, but the Chazinon, the Rabbi Yehuda Dabra Mispal Shem Musaf and Varagach Mispal Shem Mincha. The Rabbi Yehuda Svirle, this man Tfilas Musaf, Eina Ela Ad Sheva Shos. The Kevish Misham Va'elech Eina Zman Musaf, Heicha Yoyocha Loma, Sha'acha Teisha Shos, Umechza, Yispal Musaf Tchila. Shareik Far Over Zmana. It's the Chapella. But to say Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama are arguing about a case where you delayed davening musaf until Mincha Ketana, Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only daven musaf until Sheva Shos. Mincha Ketana is after Sheva Shos. That's at 9.5 hours into the day. So they wouldn't have a machlokas. How could he possibly say, what, musaf is a mitzvah of Eres, so you should be makdim the musaf before the mincha? Makdim musaf, it's after the zman of musaf. They couldn't have a machlokas about such a case. What's the Rabbanit Tzarfas talking about? It's like an eyes in a kash. To say the Rabbanei Tzarfas are explaining the Machlokas is talking about a situation where you delayed Musaf until Mincha Ketana, it's not shayach to say that, l'chol. Rabbi Yehuda would never say in such a case, you should mark the Musaf. You can't be mark the Musaf. It's kfar over zmano. Over zmano, batel karbono. It's not shayach. And there's no tashlumas for Musaf either, as we discussed. It's over. Elevade b'mincha gedola ayri. It must be talking about Mincha Gedola. Rabbi Yehuda holds that right at Mincha Gedola, Higi Azman, and the Rabbanan say no. Rabbi Yehuda says what? Miyad she Higi Azman Mincha Gedola Mispal she Musafin she Zman Overes, and the Rabbanan argue. And they say Mispal she Mincha Techila, umid Rabbi Yehuda Nishmal Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda has to be talking about Mincha Gedola. So the Chacham also talking about Mincha Gedola. The Chacham also must be talking about Mincha Gedola, not Mincha Gedola, because it doesn't make any sense. But one's talking about Mincha Gedola, the other one's talking about Mincha Gedola. How can that be? It must be the whole Machlokas is by Mincha Gedola, which comes first. Yeah. So whether it's the right pshat in the Machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim, but the Rabbanei Tzarfas are suggesting the following idea. Right? Maybe this is taka not the pshat in the Machlokas Tanoim, but what they're suggesting is maybe we paskin like the Rabbanan in such a case. Right? Maybe at least we should paskin that if you delayed until Mincha Ketana, so then the Rabbanan would say, right, the halacha is mispalel shel mincha v'achakach shel musaf. Right? Maybe we should paskin that's only if you delayed until Mincha Ketana. But if you're still holding by Mincha Gedola, maybe we shouldn't paskin that way. Right? Maybe the psak in the Gemara. That doesn't sound like that in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan just says, Halacha mispalel shel mincha tchila. Very interesting. He doesn't say it's dafka talking about where you delayed until Mincha Ketana. But maybe that's what the Rabbanei Tzarfas have in mind. That if you've delayed until Mincha Ketana, so then the psak taka should be but if you haven't delayed until then, maybe not. If you haven't delayed until Mincha Ketana, maybe the psak should be different. Why do you think that the psak should be that you daf Mincha first if you delay till Mincha Ketana? What's the svar for that? You know the svar, Sam?
It's the bigger zman.
Oh, so we discussed. There's a big machlokas rishonim. When's the zman lechatchila to daf Mincha? So most Rishonim, Rashi, and most Rishonim assume that l'chatchili you can daven mincha even by mincha gedola. But we said even Rashi holds l'chatchila mitzvah min amuvcha, I should say, mitzvah min amuvcha to daven mincha ketana. Unless you have some kind of a tzorach koldu, a real tzorach koldu. Like Rashi doesn't really care. You don't really need such a big tzorach. Like let's say you're sitting in a base medrash learning. And they have a mincha. It's Chol HaMoed, Pesach, right? So you're sitting and learning. The family wants to go on an outing in the afternoon. But they say, go to the Beis Medrash. Your mother says, go to the Beis Medrash and learn first. We'll go in the afternoon. Ah, that's a mother. Right? So you're in the Beis Medrash, and what do you know? They start a mincha. Now, you can make the mincha later. It's not a problem. And you daven mincha later, every other day of Chol HaMoed. You happen to, like, it's not a, but, okay, it's convenient. You don't have to go back. There's no concern that you're going to miss mincha. You'll make mincha. Your father's not davening there. You can daven later. It's not going to be an issue. But it's convenient for you to daven now. Rashi would say, no problem. You can daven now. I mitzvah min amuvcha to daven later. Yeah, but there's a tzorah koldu to daven earlier. And Rashi says, l'chatchili, you can daven now. But still, it's a mitzvah min amuvcha to daven a mincha ketana. Right? It's better. The Rambam holds even more than that. The Rambam says it's only l'chatchila at Mincha Ketana. He holds that Mincha Gedola is only b'di'evet, if you're the Rambam, remember? So we said, even according to the Rambam, this is not really a b'di'evet. It's not like davening shachas from Alos HaShachar, exactly, right. Davening shachas from Alos HaShachar, according to the Rambam, is mamash only b'di'evet. Shasat chak, you can do that. The Rambam would say, davening mincha from Mincha Gedola is b'di'evet, but if you have a tzorach, it's okay. Like if you have to go to a chasana, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah. You have to go to a chasana, you have some kind of a tzorach there. Right? That's enough. More than the tzorach koldahu of Rashi, right? You have to have some kind of a tzorach. Well, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Lotzis laderech, rotzel lechol, tefillah b'tzibur, right? You have a real tzorach, so the Rambam would say, yeah, some say bittul Torah, they davened in the yeshivas earlier. They don't want to break up second seder. Okay, if you have a tzara, the Rambam would say, then you can daven mincha earlier. But the ikar zman, according to everyone, seems to be mincha ketana. Ikar zman, if all things are equal, then the ikar zman really is mincha ketana. So efshem ken zog, and that's what the Rabbeinu Tzarfas had in mind. Right? Rabbi Netzarfas had in mind that if you delayed until the Iker Zman of Mincha, so then you daven Mincha before Musaf. If you delayed until the Iker Zman of Mincha, that's cool. Higia Zman Mincha. Because Higia Zman of the Iker time for Mincha. So once Higia Zman Mincha, then you have two tefillas tefanav. But maybe if you only got to Mincha Gedola, that's not the Iker Zman to daven Mincha. Maybe that's not called Higia Zman. That's low Higia Zman. But you can daven Mincha? No, but lo Higia Zman ho Iker to daven Mincha. So if it's lo Higia Zman, so maybe we don't say daven Mincha. The whole idea of Tadav Shein Tadav and Tadav Kodem only applies if the two tefillas are here. But maybe Rabbi Netzarfas hold that that's only if the Iker Zman has come. If the Iker Zman is not here yet, so then we don't say Tadav Shein Tadav and Tadav. So that's why he says that the Psak Halacha should be that we daven Mincha before Musaf only if the Iker Zman for Mincha has come, only if we've arrived at Mincha Ketan. I mean, it's still difficult because he's learning the Machlokas. Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim is talking about Mincha Ketan, and that can't be. Rabbi Huda could not be discussing such a case because then he wouldn't say to Davin Musaf because his Zman Musaf has passed already. It's still a little difficult, but at least the Psak, the fact that he'll limit the Chachamim to a case where Mincha Ketan has already arrived, that you can explain, because that's the Iker Zman. That's called Higia Zman, but before that, it's not called Higia Zman because the Iker Zman from Mincha has not arrived as of yet. Yosef.
Could we say that, in defense of the Rabbi Netzarfas, that there, right, we know that the Shita of Rabbi Huda and the Mishnah is in parentheses, maybe their Gemara didn't have the Girsa that Rabbi Huda holds that Mincha is until Shavashos.
Musaf.
Right, Musaf is until Shavashos. And then when the Gemara says that Rabbi Huda holds that it's Overas, maybe it's because Overas, because Plaga Mincha is close, whereas Shia or Tzeis or whatever, according to the Chachamim, is a little bit further, so it wouldn't be considered Overas.
So which tefillah is Overas?
That
Musaf is Overas.
Right.
So why is Musaf Overas? It's not going to be Overas until Shia. No, what? Until sorry.
According to Yehuda, no, according to Plag, but then they would be both Overas. But
okay, Mincha is more Overas, but no, Rabbi Huda would say. I mean, we can pilpul back and forth, but he just doesn't hold this anyway. He says that Musaf is until Shavuot Shabbos. Whether you have it in the Mishnah or not, but that is his Shita, right?
Where do you know that from?
You know from the Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin. Right? The Gemara and Daf Chav Zayin quotes that Shita. So clearly, I mean, the Gemara quotes it from our Braisa, right? That's what Tosus said. Tosus on Chav Zayin pilpels back and forth. Does the Girsa in the Mishnah say Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad Shevashos? It's not so clear, because if it did say that, so then we don't really understand what the Shagat Tayyar of the Gemara. But we know that is his Shita, at least from our Braisa, that's his Shita. Right? He says Shezu Mitzvah Veres, Vizu Eino Veres. It's clear he holds that Musaf is a Mitzvah Veres. I'm sorry?
Doesn't necessarily mean Shevashos. It could be Wagmacha.
It says in the Gemara, Ema Seifa. So Tosus is not sure whether it's a Seifa of the Mishnah or it's some kind of a Braisa. But the Braisa does say, Rabbi Huda Omra ad Shevashos. There is some kind of Braisa that says Rabbi Huda holds that Musaf is until Shevashos. Right? Maybe it's not a Mishnah, maybe it's a Braisa, but it definitely is a member of some sort. Yes, Aryeh.
According to Rabbi Netzarfas, they're saying that by the case of Yom Kippur, you would be davening Musaf around Mincha Ketana.
No, they would say that there's no problem. Even if you delay Shachris, you can still daven Musaf because the Zman for Mincha Ketana hasn't come yet. So according to them, there's no problem at all. Right? Daven your Musaf. Right? And by the time you get into the Musaf, then maybe you'll daven late, but that's no problem. Even if your Musaf is delayed, you started already. Even if your Musaf is delayed until Mincha Ketana, you don't have to daven Mincha before Musaf, you started already. Fakir, according to them, it's a hard shot within the Machlokas Tanai, but according to them, the Kasha never began. Because they would assume that the whole issue is only if you're holding by Mincha Ketana, which is not going to be the case. Yom Kippur, you're not going to delay your davening so much. Yes?
Are Rabbi Yona and the Re really saying the same thing? It seems like, according to the...
Going back to the other thing.
Yeah. It seems like according to Rabbi Yona, regardless, no matter what, you decide to daven them both consecutively, that you have to do mincha first. But for a toast, for the re...
What did you just say?
That whenever you're davening the two tefillos consecutively, you daven mincha first.
No, he says, Eino ritzon olama sheigia zman shtei tefillos, el bisharotza lispal shtei tefillos miyad. If you want to daven the two of them together, so then you daven mincha first. If you don't want to daven the two together, then you don't have to daven the mincha first. You can daven mincha later.
Yeah.
Okay.
But for tosos, for the re, he seems to say that only when there's a torah, you can't daven mincha later. But
when can you daven mincha later? According to Rashi, when are you allowed to daven mincha later? Are you allowed to daven mincha later?
If you're not hosheya and you're a
musaf. Forget the musaf. When are you allowed to daven mincha later? Right? You're allowed to daven mincha later, stam? There has to be some kind of a tzarech, even according to Rashi, right? Don't you think? I'm sorry. There has to be a tzarech to daven mincha earlier. Daven mincha earlier. So he's saying... But Nachamol, but if you don't want to daven the two tefillos now, so you can daven your musaf now. Isn't that what both Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ri say? If you don't want to daven the two tefillos now, you want to daven mincha later, so then you're allowed to daven musaf now. Because you're not being makdim to the tadir. You don't want to daven the tadir now. That's the comparison between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ri, no? Sammy?
Did you see Yeruchi and Hashemesh for even wanting to daven it later? Like, better to daven the rising
and setting
of the... It's almost better to daven mincha as late as possible.
But still, you're not supposed to daven it so close to Shkia, you're supposed to daven it past mincha k'tana.
Right.
If you compare it to the Torah, it's okay. Okay, but that's still... That's the zman l'chatchila, fine. But the question is, what do you want to do? So if you don't want to daven it now... So then you can daven your musaf. You want to daven mincha now, so then you have to daven mincha first.
I think the Ri and Rabbeinu Yonah would argue in the case where you decide to daven them both consecutively, even though you didn't have to.
The Ri would say that if you don't have a tzorach, then what? If you don't have a tzorach, but you want to daven mincha now. You would daven musaf now because you don't want to daven mincha. If you daven... If you daven again, that you want in a case where you daven now, what do you mean you daven now? If you want to daven the mincha now, so you're going to daven the mincha first. If you don't want to daven mincha now, then you'll daven musa first. What's the case where they disagree? If you don't have a good reason for it? I hear what you're trying to say, but I'm not sure that's a really an akamina. If you don't have a good reason, so you're doing the wrong thing. If you don't have a good reason, the Ri would say that you're doing the wrong thing by davening the mincha now. So what's the difference?
Sounds like you would say that you should still be makd in mincha.
Be makd in mincha even though you're doing the wrong thing by davening mincha now because there's no good reason. The only reason why you can daven the mincha now is because there's a good reason. So if you don't have a good reason, then what are you davening mincha for? I think Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ri are saying the same thing. I think so. No, you have follow up. You can try to support him. Okay.
It sounds like according to the Ri, it's not for when you have to daven it, and but the Rabbeinu Yonah says when you have a rutzon to daven it. Those are two different things.
What does it mean that you have to daven then? It's
yeah,
that you
go to a chasana,
but you don't have to do anything. You can also leave the chasana, right? You don't have to do anything. It's that you want to do it. You want to daven mincha now because you're afraid that you'll be nimshak b'seuda. You're saying, no, it's halachically an imperative to daven now?
But you said you have a tzorech.
A tzorech of shema yimoshech b'soch seudas. Not stam aratzon, you're saying. Halachic tzorech. A halachic tzorech is different. That's what you want to say. Maybe a halachic tzorech is different. As opposed to stam, I want to daven now. I don't know. It seems like according to all the shittas that we mentioned, even the Rashi, you need some kind of real tzorech to be able to daven now, because it's not the real time. It's not the best time. Even according to Rashi, it's not the best time to daven mincha. So there's got to be some kind of a tzorech. So halachically, it's mutter to daven now once you have that kind of a tzorech. I'm not sure I see such a tremendous difference between the two. The Rambam has a fourth and final shita. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam is mechalek between two cases. Anyone? Yochet Tzibur, exactly. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph says, "Hayu lefano shtei tefillah shemincha v'shemusafin mispal shemincha v'yachakach mispal shemusafin." That's the Gemara. Yesh mishemora says the Rambam shein osin betzibur kain kedesh shlo yifnu. Rambam says we don't do this betzibur. This is true biyachid. The psak of the Tanakam is biyachid. But betzibur we're not going to do this. We're not going to daven mincha before musaf ever. Says the Rambam. Kedesh lo yitu. What does that mean? So the Kesher Mishnah explains that we're afraid that people might think that you're always supposed to daven mincha before musaf. So they might come to be mocked in mincha. Because they feel like, oh, you have to daven mincha before musaf. Yeah, but then they won't always daven musaf so late. They might feel that you have to daven mincha before musaf. Then they'll daven mincha before the zman even. They'll daven mincha before sheishu mechza. That would be terrible. That would be terrible. Yovo is the Yochid, says the Kesher Mishnah, V'yom acher kodem shetagia zman ha-mincha l'spalo tfilas ha-mincha v'yaga tfilas ha-musofin. The concern is that in a different day, not Yom Kippur, the Yochid might come to daven musaf before mincha, because he says, mincha before musaf, because he says, look, it came Yom Kippur, they daven mincha before musaf, so maybe on a regular day, on a regular Rosh Chodesh, I also have to do that. And they'll daven mincha too early, before this man, so that's why Betziba, we're never going to do it. But Yochid will do it. That's the psak for Yochid, but it's not going to be the psak for Betziba. Okay, so these are the four shittas that the Rishonim have to answer this kasha. The first day in Tosa says you got to be careful that this man doesn't come. Once this man for Mincha comes, you got to have Mincha first. And all the other shittas say, no, Yom Kippur is different. Why? Either the Rabbeinu Yonah, maybe, they say the same thing. Right, that since you don't want to daven mincha now, it's not an issue. Rabbanit Tsarfas would say that it's only if you delayed musaf until mincha ketana. And the Rambam says that we only daven mincha first, biyachid, but betzibur will never daven mincha first because we're afraid of people that are going to be torn. These are the four shittas. Let's go back to Tosis and the Ri. Let's go back to the first two shittas and try to understand them a bit more deeply. So Tosis says that you got to be careful not to delay davening musaf until the Zman of Mincha comes. Once the Zman of Mincha comes, you got to daven Mincha first, according to the Chachamim, according to the Tanakhava that we passed tonight. And the Ri argues. What's the Machlokas? So, at first glance, you'd think that, well, you know what? Instead of me telling you what I think, let's see what you think. Which sheet is more intuitive? Does it make more sense to say like the Ri, that if I don't want to daven the two tefillahs now, so then the rule doesn't apply? Or does it make more sense to go like the first day in Tosus, that once Higiyah Zman Mincha, so Higiyah Zman Mincha, I have Shtei Tefillahs Lefanav. What do you think is more intuitive? Tuvia.
I would say the Ri.
The Ri, why?
It seems like what we're using with this concept of Hadir seems to be like this way of deciding what to do. Where you have two
tefillahs. So my question is, when do you have two tefillahs? When do you have two tefillahs? Avi?
I think it's the second the Ri is because you're being Megala Das, which tefillah you want to say.
I hear. It's a good taina. Ari?
I'd say the first approach.
Why?
Because if we say tefillah canary, if one is tiknum, then once you could move on to one korban, then that should now end the zman for musaf. So you should be able to go back to say musaf and afterwards.
You're saying more than you have to. You're saying once we moved on to the next mantra, then you should stay the next tefillah. I'm trying to figure out what creates the shtei tefillahs biyachad. Yes, Yosef?
I would say the first one. Where
why?
You just have to be careful because tether b'shein or tether is a din. It's not a recommendation.
Well, what do you mean? But when does the din apply? That's what we're trying to figure out.
Okay, the din applies when the zman starts. Once you have a chiyah for mincha, you have a chiyah for mincha.
Oh, exactly. I would say the Tanakama, the first sheet in Tosfos, not the sheet in Tanoi, right? The first day in Tosfos is more mistaber. And first this, let's just set it up. Let's set up this verse. I would say the first day is more mistaber. Because what the first day is saying, I mean, everyone is saying that the rule of Tadar Shein HaTadar HaTadar Kodon applies when you have two tefillahs in front of you. Two mitzvahs in front of you. Forget about tefillahs. Tefillahs is just an example. If you have two mitzvahs in front of you, the rule is Tadar Shein HaTadar HaTadar Kodon. Great. So when do you have two mitzvahs in front of you? When is mincha in front of you? I would say the zman came, the mincha is in front of you. No, I mean, that's what I would say. Comes the Re, you know, and he stands on a limb and he says, no, it's Rutz. It's Tully and Gili Das. You know, Avi has a brisk as far. It's Tully and Gili Das. I never knew such a brisk until, you know, until the Suda. Right? It's Tully and Gili Das that he wants to daven. That's what creates the job. It's a nice vart. It's a lom de shavart, Avi. But I don't think it's a pashup shot. I mean, brisket Torah often... No, I shouldn't say that. Brisket Torah is so pashup that the kasha was never a kasha. Teretz was never a teretz, right? We talked about this, the Beis Halev here. Right? It's so pashup. But this I don't think is a brisket Torah. I think the brisket Torah is like the first day in Tosfos. That's the simple pshat. Once he gives man mincha, so now you have shtei tefillos lefonav. But rotzen should play a role. But that's what the Re says. So you could, I guess, the simple pshat. I hate to use this term, but the balavatisha, I just don't like that term. I have nothing against balavatim. Like, but they say the balavatisha is like the straight way. Don't try to think complicated. The simple way is to say that the Ritaka holds. Yes, if I don't have a rutzon to do something, then it's not lefonoi. My rutzon does play a role. If I'm not interested in doing these two things right now, so then how can you thrust it upon me? Okay, the Zman is here. But I'm not chayiv to daven right now. I could daven later too. It's not like it's the last time, the last moment for me to daven. Why shouldn't my Ratzon play a role? That's how the Re seems to be learning. Pashup Shah. Right? That the Machlokas, the first day in Tosfos in the Re, is how do I define Shtei Tefillos Lefanav? Is it a function of Higia Zman HaTefila? As long as the Zman is here, that's going to determine that now I have Shtei Tefillos Lefanav? Or should I say, no, the Ratzon does play a role. You can't call it Shtei Tefillos Lefanav. I don't have to discuss a din kedima of one tefila over the second tefila unless I really want to do the second tefila now too. If not, it's not here. It's not here. I don't have to. I'm not, halachically, I'm not forced to daven mincha now. I could daven it later. So if I don't have to and I'm not interested in davening now, who says that you have Shtei Tefillos Lefanav? Yeah. So that's the simple way to explain the reading. But perhaps there's another way. Maybe there's a lamdasha way. A little bit more of a lamdasha way to explain the Re. That maybe even the Re, maybe everyone agrees that once the Zman of the Tefillah comes, you do have Shtei Tefillos Lefanav. But nevertheless, the Re understands that in this case, despite the fact that you have Shtei Tefillos Lefanav, the rule would not be that you should daven mincha before Musaf unless you actually want to daven the mincha first. Unless you want to daven mincha first. Why is that? So I saw this, the Sefer Mereshis Moshe has a very beautiful idea. He says, let's take it back. Let's try to understand the rule of Tadu Shein or Tadu Tadu Kodesh. If we understand that rule better, then we'll be able to plug it into the Machlokas Rishonim, and we'll see that it could be that the Machlokas, the 2 days in Tosis, really is how to understand the rule of Tadu Shein or Tadu Tadu Kodesh. Let me ask you a question. Is Tadu V'Shein Tadu Tadu Kodem a din kedima? A din of kedima. That you have the Tadir, you have the Eino Tadir, and the rule is that the Tadir is supposed to come first. It's a din kedima. Or is Tadu V'Shein Tadu Tadu Kodem a different halacha? How would you define this halacha? What's another way to look at this halacha? Right? Tadir Kodem. You know what? Let's put it like this. What does that mean? So one way to look at this is that it's within kedima. Lahaktim hatadim. You got to put the tadim first. Got to do the tadim first. What's the other way to look at it? Two sides of the same coin. What's the other way to look at it? Yes, Yehuda.
When you have the Tadir Tefillah, the other mitzvah is not. There's no chiv in the other mitzvah.
Better. Okay, I hear. Yeah, you're getting. Yeah.
So that makes you chayav specifically in that first one? Actively.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be marked in the Tadir. There's a positive. You're supposed to be marked in the Tadir. You have a Tadir and the name of Tadir in front of you. There's a mitzvah to be marked in the Tadir. What's the other way to look at it? Okay, what does that mean, the anotadr is second? Say stronger, Yehuda.
An isser to do the
anotadr, exactly. There's an isser to do the anotadr. One way to look at it is that there's a mitzvah to be makfin the tadr. The other way is that it's usser lasos ha'anotadr. One way is to look at it as a positive. You have your tadr, you have an anotadr. Push the tadr first. Be makdim it. Give it precedence. The other way is to say no. There's a din that's chal in the anotadr. If you have a tadr, then it's also to do the anotadr before the tadr. What's the difference? You say it this way, you say it that way. What's the difference? What's an afkamina? Now help me. Yeah, go ahead.
If you already davened,
what's the din if you did the anotadr before the tadr? Right, if it's a mitzvah kedima, so you mevatel the mitzvah, you did the wrong thing. But is the anotadr pasul? Did you do something wrong? You didn't do something right, but did you do something? Did you invalidate the anotadr or not? If you hold it's just a din kedima, so you violated that din kedima, but you're not going to pasul the anotadr. If you hold the nature of the din of tadr, is that it's also to be makdim the enotadr. So if you violate that isser, efshem and kenzogin, that you passled the enotadr. There's a halacha in the enotadr that it can't come before the tadr. So maybe you could even passel. So does it passel or does it not passel? So it's not so clear. The Mishnah in Zvachim, does someone have a Gemara Zvachim with them? Much. Mishnah Zvachim on that Peites in Perkol HaTodim. Mishnah says Kol HaTodim Echavero Kodim Eschavero Hatmidim Kodim Lemusofin, etc. Something that's Todim Echavero is Kodim Eschavero. The Tomid comes before the Musa. Shnemer Milvad Olas Habok Asher Liolas HaTomid Tasu Es Eila. Pasuk that the Tmid and the Tamid Shashachar has to come first. Good. Sounds like the Tamid is a Din Kedima. There's no word of Isser in the Mishnah. But there's certainly a Din Kedima in the Mishnah. It's Kodman. But the Rambam says more. The Rambam Milchus Tmidim and Musafim writes, also lahakriv korban klal kodem tomid shel shachar. Thank you very much. I guess I'm still like a little mushba from the wine. I drank so much wine with you guys yesterday. I drank more later. Yeah. Says the Rambam, you can read this. I'm so impressed. When is the Zman Shchita that's midim? Shall Boker Shochden Aso Kodem Shetala Hachama Mishayer Pnei Kol HaMizrach, etc. Tomit Shal Beinu Aboyim Shochden Aso Mishayer Chatzel V'yeroe Lakol Sheherach. Okay, made it. V'hu Mishay Shos U'mechtu L'mala Atzof Ayom. Yeah. Dr. Rambam, Lufisha, also lahakiv korban klal, kodem tomet shel shachar, lo shochten korban achar tomet shel beinu rabayim, chutzim pmi korban pesach levado. So the Rambam says that you don't shecht any korban before the tomet or after the tomet, except korban pesach. Lufisha, also lahakiv korban klal. What's the key word? Well, I gave it away. Right? Also, who mentioned Osir? The Gemara, the mission say Osir. The Ram says, no, it's Osir. It's also to be makdim any carbon to the Tamid Shal Shachar. Osir. Halodovim. That's quite a... wow. Reb Shmuel Rizovsky. I'm sorry, Rashi what?
Rashi says that in this week's parsha.
In this week's parsha, what does he say?
He says that his Sukkim, he says you can't bring any carbon before the Korban Shachar, any carbon past the...
So he does use the lashon of Osir?
I don't think so.
I'm picking up on the lashon of Osir. So Shmuel Rizovsky in his Shiurim and Psochim, his Medayik from the Rambam, that you see from the Rambam, that maybe there's an Issa to be Makir Dino Todir. It's not just a Din Kedima, but it's actually an Issa. An Issa. Where do we find this Nafkanina? This Nafkanina. Different. The Rambam seems to say there's an Issa. From the Mishnah, it's not so clear. But where's this Nafkamina? Does it passel even with the Eved? Yehuda's Nafkamina? Does it passel the Anatod even with the Eved? So we find this in the Rishonim right here in Brachas. Right? It's not in Zvachim. Right? Relax. We're not going to do too much kachim over here. Right? It's right here in Brachas. And it's beautiful because these Rishonim are going to bring to bear some of the other sugyas that we talked about before. The Ra'ah, Nafchov Chez, have a sugya. The Ra'ah writes like this. Tanu Rabbanan, Hoyol of Hanush Teitvilos, Acha Shemilcha V'Yang Shem Musafim, Mispal Shemilcha V'Yang Shem Musafim. Not the Ra'ah, Perish. Mikevan Sheigia Klal Zman Tfilos HaMincha, Ein Lo Lispal Shem Musaf, Ad Sheispal Shem Mincha. The Zman of Mincha has come, you shouldn't dav Musaf HaMincha, dav Mincha first. It's a mitzvah, it's a din kedima. He doesn't mention Todir, but he doesn't say the words. He doesn't even quote it in the Baisa. That's a little interesting, but that's the pshat. But adds the Ra'ah, v'mispalel lo olsalof. If you daven the Musaf before the Mincha, it didn't work. Got to daven Mincha first, and daven Musaf again. Mufurish and the Ra'ah that he's learning, that even b'dievet, the Musaf is not going to work. It's mamash, a chiddush. That if you mock them, the Eino Tadr to the Tadr, Zakhtarah doesn't work. And how does he know that? Kedi Isa Le'el B'Shel Tashlum. Kedi Isa Le'el B'Shel Tashlum. What's he talking about? We had a halacha that you have to be mocked in the Tfilas Chova to the Tfilas Tashlum. Zakhtarah, the fact that you have to be mocked in the Tfilas Chova to the Tfilas Tashlum. And if you're mocked in the Tfilas Tashlum, I feel B'Dievan, you have to repeat it. Remember the case on Chavav and Mebeis? That you're supposed to daven at Tfilas Tashlumin, Matzei Shabbos, and you daven the first Shmona Esrei without Atachon Antanu, and the second Shmona Esrei with Atachon Antanu. So the din is that you have to repeat, right? Because it's clear that you want to daven the first one as your Tfilas Tashlumin, and the second one as Tfilas Chovah. The first one didn't count. You have to daven another Tfilas Tashlumin. Even b'dievet, the Tfilas Tashlumin before the Tfilas Chovah doesn't work. Zokter Ra'ah, you see from this that if you daven the Musa before the Mincha, even b'dievet, it's not going to work. Oh, what's going on over here? What is that? They're very nice sugyas. They're both in Tfilas HaShachar. What does Tfilas Chovah and Tfilas Tashlumin have to do with Musaf and Mincha? I mean, if I've ever seen a kugel, this is one, right? This is a cholent, right? You're putting two things totally different. Well, what do they have to do with each other? How's the Ra'ah learning Tfilas Chovah and Tfilas Tashlumin like home? Sounds like the Ra'ah is learning like the Levush. Very good, Sam. Right, the Levush. Remember, we had four shittas. Seems like that's the pismon over here, right? Four shittas, not four shittas in the Rishonim, but four approaches as to why you have to be makdim in the Tfilas Chovah to the Tfilas Tashlumin. The first shita was the Levush. The Levush said, Tadir b'sheno, Tadir kodim. But Mincha is more common than Shachris? No. Mincha is more common in Zman Mincha than Shachris. Yes, I certainly hope so. Right? Certainly hope so. You'd have more Minchas during Zman Mincha than Shachris. So Tadav Hashem Tadav Kodem tells me that you have to daven the Tfilas Chovah first. Have to? What happens if you daven the Tfilas Tashlumin first? It doesn't work. Frek the Taz Heichon Matzino that Tadav Hashem Tadav Kodem is Ma'akiv Ivim B'Dievet. That was the kasha of the Taz. Comes the Ra'ah and says, well, if you have Mincha and Musaf together, you got to daven the Tfilas Mincha first. And if you daven Musaf first, it doesn't work. Just like if you daven the Tashlumin before the Chovah, it doesn't work. It sounds like the Ra'ah is saying that Tadav Hashem Tadav Tadav Kodem is Ma'akev even b'di'evet. Maybe. Sounds a little bit like that. Unless he's saying that in the context of Tefillah, Chazal are misaking that Tadav Hashem Tadav Tadav Kodem is Ma'akev b'di'evet. These are both, you know, cases of Tefillah. So maybe Tefillah is the Rabbanan, Chazal are misaking there that Tadir Kodim is Ma'akev B'Dievet. Who says that necessarily applies everywhere in Tadir Shem Tadir Tadir Kodim? Maybe. I mean, that's what we suggested to try to explain the Levush before, that maybe it's B'Dafka in the case of Tfilas Chovah and Tfilas Tashlumin, but it doesn't have to be Dafka with Chovah and Tashlumin, maybe Tfilas in general. By Tfilah, By tefillah, Chazal instituted that Tavi Korban is ma'akev. They want you to do it in a certain way. They want you to do it in a certain way. So they say Tavi Korban is going to be ma'akev, at least in tefillah. But fascinating, the Ra'ah seems to take the approach of the Levush. So he brings a raya that Tavi Korban is ma'akev ha'mincha and musaf from Chova and Tashlumin. Comes the Rajman and says, nothing doing. Nothing doing at all? Rajba says it's dead wrong. The Rajba, right here. Where's the Rajba? Rajba says, the Komokom is Stabra, Ovar, the Hikdin, Tila Samusaf, and the Tila Samincha, but Philip Makom Sheshul, the Spal Tila Samincha, Tila Yotza. Dr. Rashba, don't worry. It's not good. You did the wrong thing, but the other works. There's no need to repeat the musaf. The Rashba is sensitive to the same point as the Ra. The Ra was nervous about the Gemara, so he says, oh, you see from the Gemara that maybe it's Ma'akev Adiyevin. Dr. Rashba, don't get any ideas. This has nothing to do with Tfilas Chov and Tfilas Tashlumin. Kloma lefishayikdim Tfilas Tashlumin leTfilas Chova, it doesn't work. No, the Shani Asam lefishayeno bedin sheyakdim Tfilas Tashlumin shekvar over zmana leTfilas Chova shehi bezmana. It's not appropriate to be makdim the Tfilas Tashlumin shekvar over zmana to the Tfilas Chova shelo over zmana. Aval musafin kol shaita v'shaita zimnehu. The tefillas ha-musafin kol ayom. Ela d'lechatchila kevin the tefillas ha-mincha tadira v'yigi ha-zman etzorach lagdima. Ho'im ove v'yigdim shal musafin yotza. Dr. Ashba, what's the two have to do with each other? By chov and tashlumin, it doesn't make sense. It's ain't over din. It's not svaradik. It doesn't make any sense to be makdim the tefillas tashlumin to the tefillas chov. Here, it's just a din of tada v'shan tada. Like, it's appropriate to daven the mincha first, but so far that we're going to passel the musaf. What's the Rashba saying? What's the reason why you can't be marked in the tefillah special to the tefillah chova? The tefillah Rashba, the pre chadash is Rashba.
The Rashba she's also. You can use a different reason for tashlumin.
What does he say?
That's the piggyback.
Piggyback. The tefillah tashlumin has to be a hemshech on the tefillah chova. It's ain't no bedin that you should daven the tefillah tashlumin first. If you daven the tefillah tashlumin first, it just can't work. You can't put the cart before the horse. The cart can't drive by itself. It needs a horse. Right? The tashlumin needs a locomotive to pull it along. It needs the tefillah chova. Without the tefillah chova, the tefillah tashlumin doesn't work. But that has nothing to do with this. This is a din kedima. Tadav shenat tadav kodim. So the tadav is supposed to come first. Can the anal tadav live alone? Can it live by itself? Yeah, it can live by itself. It's just you did the wrong thing, but it can live by itself. Tashlumin, tefillah tashlumin can't live alone. It has to be a piggyback. It has to be connected to the tefillah chova. Come to Rashba and says there's no comparison between the two cases. I don't understand at all. Now, of course, the Ra'ah was nonplussed by the Rashba's comment because he's learning Tfilas Chov and Tfilas Tashlumin differently. If he learns it, that it's based on Tadish and Tadish Kodim, so then you take see from that a precedent that maybe Tadish Kodim is Ma'akev B'di'evet. Maybe it's Taka Ma'akev B'di'evet. The Rashba continues and he says, you know what? There's a Raya from the Tosefta like me. The Rashba quotes a Tosefta in Brachas. A Tosefta in Brachas. I didn't assign it to you. But you can look it up. It's in your Gemara. The Tosefta in Psachim I gave you. That's not in your Gemara. But the Tosefta in Brachas is right there. Right there. It's free for the taking. The Rashba quotes a Tosefta, HaMispalel Tfilas HaMusafin Bein Mishakarev Tamet Shoshachar. If you daven Tfilas Musaf before the Tamet Shoshachar is brought, or after Tamet, doesn't matter. You can be Yotze. Did you ever daven Musaf before the Tamet Shoshachar was brought? Well, what's the Tosefta talking about? Davening Musaf before the carbon? Davening Musaf before the carbon? Yes, it's not such a pellet. Look at the Michas Bikurim on the Tosefta. If you look at the Tosefta inside, you'll see the Lechas Bikur, one of the Perushim on the bottom. It says, yeah, Bizman Shabbat HaKayim, they used to daven too. It's not just now, you know, in the 21st century. They daven, they had a Beis HaKnesses in the Beis HaMikdash itself. They daven too. So if they daven Tfilas HaMusafin before the Tomet Shal Shachar, what's the din? The Tfilas HaMusafin is connected to the Musaf, they were supposed to wait. They daven at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they daven the Tfilas HaMusafin when they brought the Musaf, right? They daven the Tfilas Shachris when they brought the Tomet Shal Shachar around the same time. That's what they were supposed to do. Let's say you were makdim at Tfilas HaMusafin, you davened early before the Tomet Shal Shachar was brought. That's the case. Zok de Minchas Bikurim and Hu Adinami Bizman Azeh. If you daven Tfilas Musaf before you daven Tfilas Shachris, it's not just a din in Tfila before carbon. It's that Tfilas Keneged Carbon Tikkun. They're the same. Right? They come interchangeable is the word I'm looking for. Right? They're interchangeable, carbon and Tfila. So Zok de Rashba, what do you see from the Braisa, from the Tosefta? You see that if you daven tefilas musaf before you daven tefilas shachris, b'diavad, it's okay. Aye, but todav shero todav todav kodem. The tzmidim should come before the musaf. Yeah, todav kodem. It's not ma'akeh b'diavad. It's not ma'akeh b'diavad. That's the Rashba. That's the Rashba. Me'idach, the Tosefta Psachim, right? The Tosefta Psachim that I did give you is a little different. Sounds a little strange. Right? What does the Tosefta Psachim say? You have a Minchas Bikurim on the bottom of the Tosefta Psachim too? The Tosefta Psachim, Perek Dalet Halacha Beitz, Tosefta says, Kol HaKodshim Shekrivim Komed Kodem, Tomed Shal Shachar, Oshik, Fon Achar, Tomed Shal Bein Arboim, Harei Elu Psulim, Shein Lecha Kodem, Tomed Shal Shachar, Elek Toris. The Tosefta says that you bring a carbon before the Tamid, posel. You bring a carbon after the Tamid, posel. It's posel. Posel. How does that jive with the Tosefta in Brachas? Tosefta in Brachas says that if you daven Musaf before the Tamid Shal Shachar, but the evidence is okay. So the Emes is Tosus and Erevin on Daf Beis says that this is just a Chumrah de Rabbanan. It's a Chumrah de Rabbanan. The fact that the Tosefta Psachim says that if you bring a carbon before the Tamid, after the Tamid, right, that's possible. You bring a carbon before the Tamid Shal Shachar, but that's possible even with the evidence. It's a Chumrah de Rabbanan, says Tosus in Erevin. Toses on that base now, and what's it doing in Erevin? If you learn Erevin, you'll see the first sugya is not so much about Erevin. Not so much about Erevin. But it's talking about a movoy that's gavoa more than 20 amas. They talk about the height of the Beis HaMikdash. So in the midst of that, in that context, they talk about Shlomim Sheshochtim, Shochtim Kodim Sichas Dalsos Hahecho. So Toses has a line that B'dieved, it's not going to be Ma'akev. It's L'mitzvah, it's not Ma'akev. I, the Tosefta, that's only a psul derabbanan. So what? It's only a psul derabbanan. Still a stira from the Tosefta Brachas. So it might not be. Because again, the Tosefta Brachas says if you daven musaf before the Tamid Shal Shachar, daven musaf before the Tamid Shal Shachar. This is talking about you brought the musafim before the Tamid. You brought a carbon before the Tamid. So it could be the Chumad derabbanan in Kotchim doesn't necessarily translate into tefillah. Not every chumah derabbanan in kodshim translates into tefillah. Right? It doesn't have to be. And we had a precedent for that, actually. Not every chumah derabbanan translates into halacha and tefillah. Even though tefillah is connected to medium tikkun, tefillah is connected to carbon tikkun. Sometimes Chazal say, okay, that chumah derabbanan, that's only a din in kodshim. That doesn't apply to tefillah. What's an example we had of it?
Shasui.
That's not a din derabbanan. That's just the fact that there's an element of rachamim in tefillah. Yeah. We had an example of that even more recently than shasui. That shasui is way back. That's very good. A chumrah derabbanan. that does not apply to tefillah.
Yes. Nashim three times a day.
What's the Chumash de Rabban?
I think the Machlokas Rambam Ramban, he said, I don't remember which said which, I think.
Oh, you're saying according to the Rambam, the Rambam holds it's only a din d'oraisa, that there is a din d'oraisa, so Chazal did not apply the mitzvah de Rabbanan to women. That's not a chumra de Rabbanan, it's a takana de Rabbanan. Okay, I'm looking more for a chumra de Rabbanan in kachim. A chumra de Rabbanan in kachim that does not apply to tefillah. Rafa.
Over
zmano
batel karbano?
Wait, just one second. Over zmano batel karbano. He's saying that's a chum. It's just we define over zmano. I mean, there is a din of over zmano batel karbano by tefillah too. It's just it's defined a little differently. I'm sorry?
We daven tashlumen later.
You so can, but there is. But if you don't daven tashlumen, it's only the. Aha, you're saying according to those other shitas. Okay, I'm looking for something different, yes. I'm looking for something for this, okay? How late can you daven minchah? So start talking. Rav Yehuda Chachamim. What does that mean? Say so. Shkia, okay? Why Shkia? No.
End of day, you're
Dominus. Okay. So you hear where I'm going? Dominus of Shkia's Rami, yeah, go ahead. What kind of din is Dominus of Shkia's Rami? Where does it apply? Tosus Menachas? Who's that there? Carbon Pesach. Tosfos learns Damnus of Mishkiyah Zacham as it did in Karban Pesach because it's a Chiyah Karis. It doesn't apply across the board. It's a Chumad Rabbanan. The Shara Tzion, this is not a Tosfos Menachas. It's a Shara Tzion. You got no Mishnebura. It's a Shara Tzion, Ari. The Shara Tzion says it's not clear Rabbeinu Yonah's Chiddush should be correct. Rabbeinu Yonah wants to apply Damnus of Mishkiyah Zacham to Tzvilah. Who says Tosfos already told us that Damnus of Mishkiyah Zacham is only a Din in Karban Pesach. It's a Chumad Rabbanan. Not every Chumad Rabbanan carries over to Tefillah. Not every Chumad Rabbanan carries over to Tefillah. The same thing might apply over here. It might not be a steer in Tosefta's. One Tosefta is talking about davening. The other Tosefta is talking about bringing a carbon. Right? Maybe there's a Chumad Rabbanan that you can't bring a carbon before the Talmud Shal Shachar. And if you bring it, it's possible. That doesn't necessarily mean that if you daven Musaf before the Talmud Shal Shachar, that the Tefillah's Musaf is going to be possible. Not necessarily. Salmon says not happy. Go ahead.
No, can we maybe just say that by the korbanos was exeris akasav, but the tavid has to come first. So by the korban musaf and the korban tavid, it's not a steer at all. It's just different. It's going to be ma'akiv there, because maybe it's not even because of the tavid in the first place. Maybe there's a exeris akasav. So the order is going to be ma'akiv there. It's supposed to be tefillah.
Okay, but Tosfos is saying the fact that the Tosefta says the korban is pasul, that's a din d'rabbanan. It's not Xeris HaKosev. The Xeris HaKosev is a lechatchila. It's not telling us that it's going to be possible. Right? The psul, Tosu says, is only a Chumad Rabban. Okay. So we have a lot of back and forth over here. We have a machlokas after the Tosefta settle. Right? We're very troubled with the Tosefta. But after they settle, we have a machlokas Ra'ah Rashba. What's the din in tefillah? Right? In tefillah, if you daven the musa before the mincha, is the musa going to be possible even by the Eved? Do you have to daven the musa again or not? This could relate to the question that we raised. If Tadim Shara Tadim Tadim Kodem means that there's a mitzvah kedima, there's a positive halacha that you're supposed to be makdim the Tadir. So even if you did the wrong thing and you weren't makdim the Tadir, it's not going to passel the Eino Tadir. But if it's a din in the Eino Tadir that it's osa to do the Eino Tadir, so it is possible that if you makdim the Eino Tadir, it's going to passel the Eino Tadir. That's going to invalidate the Eino Tadir. This is one nafkamina to the Shail. The Bukhanan Wasserman has another nafkamina to the Shail. He doesn't formulate it fully as we did, but it's really the same thing. What does he say? Let's not talk about Absul B'di Ebed. Let's talk about, let's say you did it Bavas Achas. Let's say you're Makriv, the Karban Tomid and the Musaf, together. Makriv it together. Right? You shechted the tamid shel shachar, you shechted the carbon musaf, but then you makir them together. Is that a problem? Is that a problem? Is that a violation over here, or is it not a violation? Rabbi Chanan and Kovet Shiurim in Psachim in Os Reish Hei says Tosfos at the beginning of Tmura. I didn't want to give you Tosfos. Too much kachim on Shushan Purim is not a good thing, right? I mean, it's a great thing. Don't get me wrong. It's muradik. Kachim on Shushan Purim, what better thing to learn? But it might be a little difficult. So, come to Kovet Shiurim, Rabbi Chanan, he says, Tosfos, just trust me. Tais at the beginning of Tmura quotes a Yerushalmi about what? Maktim truma lebikurim. The halacha is that you have to do bikurim before truma. Right? You have to do bikurim before truma. Mulei aschove dimacha lo sa'acher. Bichor banecha titenli. The pasuk says, Mulei ascha v'dimacha lo sa'acher. The word dimacha sounds like dama crying, but the Chazal say it refers to truma. Right, midameya, dimua is truma mixed in with chulit. Dema is a lotion of truma. Malei ascha is talking about bikurim. So you're not supposed to be ma'achi. You're not supposed to change the seder. Bikurim comes first. Bikurim is first, right? Because I mean, truma also you could say is truma. I mean, truma is not first. Truma just means harama, right? Separating from the tua. But bechor bikurim is first. So bikurim has to come before truma. What happens if you take truma off of the tefillah before the bikurim? What's the difference? Right? You took truma before the bikurim. So you did the wrong thing. If you took truma before the bikurim, you violated the pasuk mele oscha v'dim acha lo sa'acher. You were ma'acher what's supposed to be muktam. You were ma'acher before what's supposed to be muktam. What happens if you take them off simultaneously? Did you do anything wrong enough? So Tosfos, the beginning of Tumah, quotes from Yerushalmi, Gabi Makdim Truma Lebikurim. De b'mafrish shneim b'vas achas lekel lav de lo sa'acher. There's no lo sa'acher. You didn't violate the lav. Avol over be'esen. Shehoi lo lahakdim rishon l'sheni. He understands there's an esen, there's a positive. You have to be mafrish the Bikurim first, and you can't be mafrish the Truma first. The lav, he says, if you are mafrish mevasachas, there's no love. But you mevatel yase. Varikara shmam bevasachas, the love leka, kevdo hiktim sheni larisha. Vachanami kevd the mitzvah lahaktim todir over beese imakrivan bevasachas. If you makriv the two together, you violated the yase. You violated the yase because you didn't do the todir first. You're supposed to do one first. If you do them b'vasachas, you did not do one first, so you violated the aseh. But the lav, a lav of lo sa'acher, if you're makdim truma lebikurim, there's no lav. I mean, was I makdim the wrong one? I wasn't makdim the wrong one, but I wasn't makdim the right one. I didn't do anything wrong, but I didn't do anything right. Right? So I violated the aseh, but there's no issa. Right? So if you understand Tadav Shein Tadav Tadav Kodim is a din in the Eino Tadir, that there's an Issa to be Makdim the Eino Tadir, so if I do them B'Vasachas, there's no Issa. I do anything wrong, but I didn't do what's right. I didn't do something wrong because I wasn't Makdim the Eino Tadir, I did it together. But if I'm supposed to be Makdim the Tadir, I still didn't do something right. Right? So if I learn the first Pshat, that Tadav Shein Tadav Tadav Kodim is a din in the Tadir, that you have to be Makdim the Tadir, I was not Makayim the din. I violated the asa. I violated this din. But if it's a din that the Eino Tadir can't come first, if I do the Bevasachas, if I'm Maktir, the Musaf, with the Tamid, Bevasachas, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything wrong because I didn't put the Eino Tadir first. These are two nafkamina to this Shaila. As to whether Tadir Shein and Tadir Kodim means that there's a mitzvah to be Maktim the Tadir or an Isser to be Maktim the Eino Tadir. Actually, we can say, maybe that's what the two deists in Tosfos are disagreeing about. Everyone holds that once he gives man mincha, then it's shteit tefilos tofanav. It's shteit tefilos tofanav. It's shteit tefilos tofanav. And nevertheless, the re holds that you can daven you can daven the musaf first. Why? How can I daven the musaf first? But if shtei tefillos lefanav, tadir kodem should tell me that I have to do the mincha first. Shouldn't tadir kodem tell me that I have to do the mincha first? I have two tefillos in front of me. The answer might be, if tadir kodem is only a mitzvah, it's a maila, it's a din kedima. So we have to take into account, is that the only maila here to speak of? If you're davening the musaf and the mincha early, before mincha ketana, is the only maila to speak of is the din kedima? We know there's a maila to daven mincha at the time of mincha ketana. That maila actually is a maila in the etzema tefillah. A maila in the etzema tefillah. You're davening it at the right zman, mincha ketana. So maybe what the Ri is really telling me is that despite the fact that I have shtei tefillos lefanai, and I have a mitzvah, I have an essay that I'm supposed to be maktim, the tadir, but I have a competing value over here, which is more powerful. The competing value is that there's an inyan to daven mincha, bezman mincha ketana. That's a maila in the etzem atfila. Tadir kodem is a din klali, it's not a din in the tfila, it's a din klali. Whenever I have something that's tadir and something that's no tadir, the tadir is kodem. So a din in the etzem atfila beats out the din klali of tadav sheno tadir, tadir kodem. That's what the Ri is saying. He agrees that once the Zman HaMincha is here, I have two tefillas. And the din should be Tadir Kodem. Yeah, but it doesn't matter because he understands Tadir Kodem is a mitzvah. That's the first sentence. He understands Tadir Kodem is a mitzvah, that it's a positive, it's a maila, but it's only a maila close. It's a general maila in mitzvahs in general. But I have a maila in the Etzem HaTfila here, that I can daven mincha later. I should daven mincha later, at a time of mincha ketana. So that maila of davening mincha ketana beats out the maila of tadir. That's what the Ri is saying, and that's what the first day of Tosis is disagreeing about. Why does Tosis disagree? It's a good taina, right? Isn't it a good taina that the maila's mincha ketana, be'etzem atfila, right? Maila be'etzem atfila is more important than the maila klolis of tadir kodem. They're both milas, right? But the maila of davening mincha bezman mincha ketana, that's a maila, the etzem atfila, that beats out the maila, the general maila of tadir kodem. Come to the first day and tells this, you totally misunderstood. You missed the boat. Tadir Rishana Tadir Kodem is not just a maila. It's not a positive. No, it's more. There's an Isser to do the Eno Tadir first. Oh, Isser? Ah, forget that. If it's an Isser, then you're in big trouble. If it's an Isser Lahaktim, the Eno Tadir, an Isser beats out a mitzvah. The maila mincha ketana is a very important maila, but it's only a maila. It's a positive. It's better to daven then. But if I have an iser negative, I have an iser opposite that, so then it's not going to work, right? If I'm going to let the maila of mincha ketana win out over here, so what am I going to do? Which tefillah am I going to daven? I'm going to daven the eno tadir kodem. I'm going to daven the tefillah musaf. I'm going to violate the iser. That I can't do. I can. Ignore the maila of tadir kodem and daven musaf in order to gain the maila in the etzem atfila of davening mincha bezman mincha ketana. But I can't violate an iser to be makdim the eno tadir in order to gain the maila of mincha ketana. An iser is going to beat out a mitzvah. An iser is going to beat out a mitzvah. First of all, because maybe I know what you're thinking. I say is dochalos, I say so why should... And Isser is going to be, over here especially, because think about it, the Isser is in the Eino Tadir. The mitzvah is in the Tadir. I can't violate an Isser in the Eino Tadir. I can't violate an Isser in the Musaf in order to gain a Maila in the Mincha. How can I do that? Right? So Bedafke here, the Isser to be marked in the Eino Tadir is going to win out over the Maila of Davening Mincha Ketana. Maybe that's what the Rishonim are disagreeing about. They're not disagreeing about whether we view it as though there are shtei tefillos lefanav once the Zman HaMincha is mechal. No, everyone holds that. Everyone says the shtei tefillos lefanav. We can talk about Tadav Shana, Tadav Kalavir, but you have to ask yourself, how do you balance all the different milas that you have? If all the tadr shana tadr kodem is a mila that tadr is kodem, so then the mila of mincha ketana is going to beat that out. I'll daven musaf now, I'll daven the mincha later. But if tadr shana tadr kodem is an iser to be marked in the game of tadr, so that iser is going to win out. It's going to force me to daven mincha now. But I have a mila to daven mincha ketana later. The mila of mincha ketana later is not going to allow me to be marked in the musaf now. It's also to be marked in the musaf now. So it's up the first day in Tosfos, I'm going to have to daven the mincha now, despite the fact that there's a mile of davening mincha ketana later. I have to daven the mincha. I have to daven the mincha now because there's an iser to daven the eno tadr, to daven the musaf before the mincha. Okay, this could be a little bit more of a lumdisha shot in the 2 days in Tosfos. Lemaisa, we have all the shitas of the Rishon, the four shitas in the Rishon according to the Shulchan Aruch, except for Rabbanu Tzarfas. Right? He has all three shitas. So basically what comes down is that if you're not interested in davening the mincha now, then there's no din of tadr shana tadr tadr kodem. You could daven your musa before mincha. And certainly betzibur, we wouldn't daven the mincha first because we're afraid people are going to make a mistake. And then another time they might daven mincha before musaf, even if it'll be before the zman of mincha.